Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. There is a right way to study Bible prophecy. That's the headline. David James comes with Bible in hand to explain how we should approach our study of Bible prophecy.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I've been discussing with our broadcast partners top stories, prophetically speaking, in 2019. I wanted to give some perspective about handling the prophetic scriptures, especially when thinking about current events.
You and I have both heard a lot of prophecy teachers, some very good and some not so good, and probably too many who try to be sensationalistic. You know, when I was a kid, I always loved to get connect-the-dot books for Christmas, and you would just connect all the dots in the right order to get a big picture. But unfortunately, I think too many people try to do something similar by connecting dots from today's headlines to whatever they think might be the right dots in the Word of God. And if those dots aren't intended to be connected by God, then the prophetic picture or timeline or whatever usually ends up being a mess, a little resembles what we find in the Bible.
What are some of the steps that believers should take to avoid the kinds of mistakes in Bible study that lead to these wrong interpretations?
For those who've been listening to us for any length of time, they can probably already guess many of the things I'm going to mention, but it never hurts to be reminded. The first is that we accept that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. And that being the case, it needs to be taken seriously, and it can be expected to communicate truth with clarity about the past, present, and the future. Furthermore, God is both eternal and sovereign, meaning that He's completely in control, and what He says will come to pass, and it will happen with certainty and precision. In other words, prophecy will always be fulfilled literally, even when described figuratively and exactly according to the timetable that God has set forth in His mind. We must consistently use standard principles of communication and interpretation. In other words, we must carefully study the literary context, which means looking at the grammar, vocabulary of the biblical text, while taking into account the historical context, such as the geopolitical situation at the time of the writing, the economic and cultural situation, and other historical factors that were understood by both the writer and his recipient.
David James, Bible in Hand, explaining the right way to study Bible prophecy. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. The explanation of how to study Bible prophecy is key to our understanding of God's plan for the future. The times in which we are living makes it essential for us to rightly divide the Word of God. All Scripture is inspired by the Lord, 2 Timothy 3:16, and the Apostle Peter wrote that he had a more sure word of prophecy than even an eyewitness account. That's 2 Peter chapter 1. Remember, you don't study current events first, but the prophetic passages of God's Word, which is an absolute Word. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...